The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
That's right. We're going to break down every inning of the fake Astros games. Nah, let's just have some fun. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or get on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. Also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And we're going to do this Twitch thing, right? That Josh,
we're going to try it out. We're going to give it the old college try.
Okay, so what is the actual Twitch address that I can give the
people? Twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Okay.
Here's what I'm requesting from you, Aaron. At the end of every segment, I want you to say into our ear, clear, live on Twitch.
Okay.
Because otherwise, what if I say a naughty word? And
yeah,
I mean, that's not really, I don't think, a big deal because they're not FCC regulated. But yeah,
I'm saying
it's still
I'm saying, yeah, I'm not worried about saying it on Twitch. That's
Okay.
Why I want you to say clear. You're no longer on a broadcast from a radio station that's, you know, under the scrutiny of the Federal Communications Department. I don't need that. An FCC fine would not be great for me, for my career. So,
for America, it would be bad for America.
Although I wish the FCC would bleep off. I don't need that. Either way, we're just going to do it. We're going to do it that way. We'll make sure that we're all clear. Now, here's the other thing I want to say that makes our show a little bit different from Josh's show. I've got stuff I've got to do sometimes during the breaks. I drink a lot of water throughout the day, and I drink an energy drink while I'm on the air. I have to urinate at least twice per episode, but I also have, like, sometimes I'll have to have little miniature meetings with Todd or David Gow or, you know, someone like that.
Or Tyler or anybody else.
That takes me away from the radio. So I can't guarantee that you'll get devoted conversation in every single break, but I do like the idea of it. I like the idea of you know, becoming more involved with Twitch, because I do think Twitch is going to it's going to kind of blow up here for sports radio stations. And you know, I've had discussions today and all last week with some guys who are trying to help us out and making it better, because if we're going to do it, I want to do it well. So you know, shout out to AD for getting it set up where we can do this. And hopefully it's a success. And my goal was, I told everyone, okay, here's what we'll do. We're going to try this out. We're going to roll this out. Tomorrow was when it was supposed to roll out on Josh's show. And if it's a success, when we get back from vacation, we will do it. And turns out Josh texts me and he's like, hey, are we up and ready to do it today? And I'm like, well, yeah, technically. AD came in my office today and said, hey, we've got it up and running. Here's what you're gonna have to work around, et cetera. And I was like, well, I guess it's available to use today if you want. And he decided to just go for it. And now we're doing it. It feels like we're just going to do it. I would not expect the bench to do this. I would not expect Charles Polillo to take part in this. I don't think he likes the idea of it.
But
either way, I think our show is always trying to look for new ways to reach out to the audience, and this seems like a good one to try. So I'm up for trying.
Well, I'm down with whatever, and the Twitch we've been using has been a really good addition to the show. There's a lot of great comments on there, so I'm happy to see it expanded and to do more. And, you know, this one thing about this company, and we've kind of done this on everything, we try to be innovative, we try to be ahead of the curve, we try to be what's the next big thing. Josh seems to be that way too, which is a really cool thing to have around here. And I know he's way ahead of the game on Twitch. You can also...
Well, Josh is ahead of the game on a lot of this stuff because Josh has figured out... Josh has to make money.
Right.
Okay? So Josh is like, how can I make money? And he's found all kinds of workarounds, like outside of having a job to make money. And yeah. God bless him. He's bringing some of those ideas to the station, and we're trying to make it happen. So... yeah, if this can make some money for the station, make some money for Josh, then it's a good thing in my mind.
As I told him on the way out, he's a useful mammal.
So, not bad.
And there's a couple people I said, yeah, Fred, we're not weird for watching on Twitch, LOL. Listen, you want to talk weird? I spend most of my day talking to my dog and trying to get ideas. And that's when I'm sober. And the rest of the time, I'm not. So weird is my life. I'm down with weird. So if you think it's weird to watch, it actually sounds really good on there. And that's, you know, that's the other part of it. If you don't want to mess with the stream or whatever, or you're out of range, it just from that standpoint, you don't have to look at us. You can just listen. It's all good. And if you want to get on there and comment, please do. We will definitely read them. And right off the bat, did you see that three Astros have been hit today by Royals pitchers?
All intentional, right? Because everyone hates the Astros so much.
Well, and it's so funny how all these Twitter losers are like, oh, this is great. This is great. I hope they do this all year. Yeah, they're losing 12-3 in a meaningless game. I mean, come on. I'm probably frustrated with the fact that my team sucks in a practice game. And, you know, if they're throwing at them, they're throwing at them. What the hell? So, and one encouraging thing, and I know it's just practice baseball, so I don't want everybody to get too excited yet. But to me, the number one, the big key to the season is Lance McCullers. He looked great last night. Six strikeouts. He had good stuff. And
well, I think we need to investigate and see if that arm has some sort of bionic material.
Oh, listen, I'm sure they're doctoring balls or whatever. I don't care. Cheat all you want. Just don't get caught this time.
Right. Do better at cheating.
Yeah, I was
than you have in the past.
I did a spot on a Phoenix station today. They were doing their baseball preview, and so I did the Astros. I really appreciated the fact that he said right off the top, let's not relive any of the cheating stuff. Let's talk about the team this year.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you that dude got a ton of blowback from his listeners.
Oh, probably.
How do you have a guy on Houston? Phoenix.
I mean, do they still have a baseball team?
They have that team called the Diamondbacks. Mm. The Arizona
very, very relevant.
Well, I guess they're interested because they'll be playing games against the Astros this year, which is...
Ah.
So they were doing sort of previews of the other teams, and it was a lot of fun, and I kind of felt like felt like I gave them a pretty good overview, and it's all stuff we've talked about. And to me, you know, the bullpen's a little bit more of a question mark right now because Osuna's still not throwing. And
well, he's not in game shape.
He's long tossing.
He's in round shape.
Long tossing is one of those phrases that I always thought would make a great euphemism for masturbation. But, you know, because
I think you have to have a certain build to consider it long tossing.
Yeah, well, hey, it's a matter of perspective, right? Actually, it's more distance
right,
than it okay. is. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, you know, so you're standing 3 feet from the toilet.
Sounds like dudes who pee in our bathroom.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm pretty sure there's some long tossing going on in there. And you know what? I have to say this because I've been investigating. I think the culprit is the creepy little dude who's on our floor, who's not the one business that's not us on this floor.
You think he's the one who...
Yeah, because you
who wipes his ass and puts the yes. paper towels in the trash can?
Because... Hey, I make no bones about it, and people think I look creepy. That's fine. This guy looks like the creepy professor who is trying to bang every student, male and female, and striking out because he's really unattractive. And, you know, one of those people who has no common sense, but probably kind of smart and weird looking. So, you know, basing it perfect, all on looks, right? That and the fact that when I went in there the other day and the guy was in there, he was doing the 3 feet away from the urinal thing.
I don't like that.
Which, okay, I mean, maybe you don't want splashback, but your aim better be pretty damn good, because that ain't that easy. I mean, because he's kind of an old, too. And I know at my age, I don't have the aim I used to have. You know, it just happens. You get old. JD said he turned his car stereo off. He's watching us on Twitch on his mobile phone driving down the 610 loop behind the 18-wheeler.
What I've heard, and don't, you know, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but from what I've heard, the Twitch experience is a little bit better than the app experience. So if you're, I hear some people I'm tired of hearing the same commercials on the app or hearing these same promos on the app. Well, Twitch is a viable option then.
Well, and so what we're doing with this is we will still be here on the breaks. Now, I know you've got stuff to do. Sometimes I do as well, but we'll try to keep it where one of us is in here.
Right.
During the breaks. And
also, I mean, mind you, this is going to be different for us because, Fred and I have worked together for, over 10 years now, and we don't talk during breaks.
No, because we like everything to be fresh. If we do talk, and we do sometimes, it has nothing to do with anything we're going to talk about on the show. So we're going to have to eliminate all the, damn, that chick we met last week was so hot. I so want to hook up. That's gone. Forget that. But, so here we go. So we will be live on Twitch still during the break. We'll see how it goes. I'm fired up about it. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page and go check us out on the Twitch, which we just did throughout the break.
It really is exhausting. Could you hear us during the break? What happened to is the camera still in there that has you on it?
No, they had to take that one away when one of the other ones, I think, that they shoot videos with broke.
So, yeah, but you can't run in here and fill in on a break when one of us wants to go because you have stuff to do in there.
Right.
You have buttons to push.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a break where I didn't have a million things to do, I could set my timer, and let's say it's a 3-minute break because that's what usually ours are, I could run in there for maybe 2 minutes and 15 seconds, but I still got to get back and forth and get my next song pulled up. And especially today for Local Music Tuesday, I make sure I don't play the same song at the same time I did last week. It's a big deal.
You work so hard. You do. People don't realize it. That's why you need that camera in there so they can see. You look like you're...
It was weird, though, because people would always comment when I was eating.
Someone's saying they can't hear Aaron. So did you put yourself? All right,
now
back
they
on?
Can. Yeah, I took myself out because I talk to myself or I like comment on things while I'm
this
cutting
is the
up
deal.
Audio.
You gotta keep on top of this, man.
Fair enough.
We have we've been hovering around 140, 150 people on Twitch. I think Josh got up to 240 something.
Nice,
yeah, like. Something.
Yeah, the most we ever had was like when we had Courtney in here and we got it up to like 800, I think.
I don't remember what it was, but yeah.
It was something silly because everybody wanted to see what she looked like. So
that's pretty typical.
Yeah, well, that's
okay.
We said,
hey, we've got a chick in here today.
Yeah.
Instead, it's just us and everyone knows we're not that good looking.
Right, but that's okay. I mean, you know that when you log on. You know you're getting two hideous beasts. It's all good. And for people asking who aren't on Twitch, it's... Twitch.tv/ESPN975. No period or anything. It's just 975. And jump on in and join the show. So where do you want to go, Hoffman?
Where do I want to go?
Because I got sports and stuff out the Yahoo today.
Well, it's funny. We're getting closer and closer. And you mentioned, you obviously mentioned earlier that Lance McCullers looked good. But, we're right there at the edge of baseball cranking up. And if you'd asked me a month ago, I would have said, Wouldn't be surprised if baseball didn't happen.
Yeah.
And here we are, and it looks like it's pretty much a full go. I still worry because they're going to do so much traveling, but it seems like they're going to at least get started. I still think the NBA's got the best idea, but with baseball doing the way they're doing, with no fans, here's the other thing. How often do you get close enough at a baseball game to a player where you could possibly spread COVID onto him?
Well,
like the fans aren't making that, like, no fans being there doesn't make the players any safer.
Not really. But there's no way baseball could do, like we talked about with the NFL, they could easily put everything in a couple of cities, just like the NHL is doing. You couldn't do it in one, but you could certainly, like, you could put the NFL in Dallas and Houston and have enough stadiums and enough hotels and enough everything to keep everybody relatively confined from each other.
Yeah.
And from the public. Baseball, you can't really do that. There's not one place where you could, I mean, you'd have to play games starting at 6 a.m. and go all day. So,
right.
So they kind of have to do this. And I sort of wrote about this for Thursday when I get into the NFL and why there will be NFL football and you don't have to worry about it. But like the European soccer teams have been doing the model that baseball is doing. They've been playing in each other's buildings, and that's worked really well. And because most of the guys seem to be following the rules and they haven't had any new cases lately, and there's a lot more contact in soccer. So if they can follow that model. Now, I also saw a story today where there's already baseball players who aren't, you know, doing the quarantine thing, which
right.
There's going to be a few. There always is. But if they can do that and manage it, I think it'll be okay. And, you know, hopefully they will, because I like the idea of the 60-game season. I like some of the things they're trying. And I started to get, you know, today's the first day where I've been like, you know what? I'm looking forward to Friday night. I'm going to sit down and get drunk and watch baseball. See Justin Verlander get out there and deal, because there's only 60 games. They don't mean as much. And, you know, I know everybody else is excited because they can bet on it. I'm not going to bet on baseball. But the other thing that kind of got me fired up today was I realized that I'm a week away from having NHL again. And I'm thinking it's going to be the same strategy that worked for me for the first 2 months of the season. And I was like 70%. So if I get that back and can do anything close to that, I'll be a happy camper.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I think basketball is in the best situation, the way they're doing it, for it not to get crazy. Although somebody needs to kick Dwight Howard out of there. You just got to say, dude, you need to go home.
Yeah. It's such an odd thing. Like, oh, I don't believe the mask helps me. Well, maybe it doesn't, but how about?
Well, to me, you want to talk about an odd exacta combo, no mask and no vaccines. I'll listen to your argument on the vaccines.
Not wise, guys.
And, you know, I when Aaron first brought that up, I kind of dismissed him. And then I started researching a little more. I'm like, okay, I get why people might have a problem with that, especially when it hasn't been tested, because this is going to be rushed. There's
right.
No question. I get all that. And the reason I changed my opinion, I'll get it done as soon as it comes, just because if it kills me, it kills me. I don't care. But, you know, I'm watching one of my mini Law and Order reruns, and every single thing that they advertise for pills or whatever, it's like the disclaimer is longer than the commercial. Don't take if it causes death. Ooh, you know what? I don't think I'm going to have a choice. I think if it kills me, I'm already dead. But how can you feel that way and then say, all right, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated, but I'm not going to wear a mask either.
Right.
To me, it's like, okay, one or the other. You know what? I'll wear the mask and not get vaccinated. That I at least understand the logic. And I was reading a column that said, oh, this is so dangerous for him to say this. Like, not really. I mean, how many people are going to take the advice of Dwight Howard?
I don't know that anyone says, you know who's really smart? Dwight Howard. I want to do what he says I should do. I don't know of anybody who thinks like that. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, he's he's Dwight Fauci. That's what he is. He knows everything.
I'd like to clarify real quick for those who weren't here during that. It's not that I'm anti-vax. I just said I would like to wait until I know they've worked the kinks out of a vaccine.
No, no.
I know. I just don't want people to think I'm an anti-vaxxer. No. If they get a vaccine and after 5-6 months we know it's not doing anything except for helping you ward off the virus, sign me up. But I'm not going to be the first person who tries it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I get that.
You're like the guy who, like, you won't buy an iPhone when it comes out.
No, not until they
fix
it.
You want to wait a little while, make sure that, yeah. Okay.
But I'm just like, dude, put me in line.
You can't just take, like, once you're vaccinated, you can't just go to the Apple store and say, hey, I've got some bugs. Can you fix this for me? I think you could.
I don't think so.
I think it would work that way.
Well, if it, yeah, I get his point that it is going to be rushed. I also think by the time we get it, I'm going to be so ready to try to have some kind of life like I had before, that I'm willing to risk that. I'll take a shot. And just, okay, give it to me, boom. If I die, I die. So he says, when sports starts, I'm going to miss non-sports talk all day. Don't worry, we're not going to change it. We're not going to start breaking down every Astros game. We'll devote a segment to it, usually. And, you know, if there's off-the-field issues, we'll do that. But the shows aren't going to change too much because it's not football season yet. Football season's a different animal because, you know, you have to devote a lot of time to football, and we like devoting time to football. But no, it's not gonna change too much. We'll, you know, it'll probably be the same mix, to be honest, because, you know, unless something happens, Justin Verlander blew out his arm. What does that mean for the pitching staff? That's a different thing.
Oh, I instantly looked over the TV like, no, what happened? It's horrible news.
No, I was using an example.
Gotcha.
Jeez.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Elate Health and Dr. Andrew Doe over there, who, if you have BPH or an enlarged prostate, someone you know may have that issue. You might be having to pee at night, difficulty starting to pee. Well, if you've looked into those fixes for this, it's ugly stuff. Okay, there's drills going in your pee hole and things like that that just sound awful. And Dr. Andrew Doe at Elate Health said, you know what? I've got a better idea. He's doing PAE. He's the first doctor in Houston to do it. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray tech to treat your prostate. You're in and out in a few hours, done right there at their office. And nobody in Houston has done as many PAE procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. PAE is covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today, 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. You don't need the drill, guys. Let Dr. Doe take care of it with the brand new technology of PAE. Check them out online at choosepae.com. That's choosepae.com. Then you feeling it, I bet. Come on, it ain't hard to see we different. So what you doing ain't bothering me. I'm consistent. ESPN 97.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I've had about four people text the show saying, I'm not taking the vaccine until we know the side effects. I've seen I Am Legend. Yes, okay. I Am Legend is, let me just clarify, fiction.
What?
Yep.
And based on a true story, though.
No, not based on a true story at all. But that was a really good book. It was really a short novel. The movie was okay. The book was just chilling. If you've never read it, highly recommend. But it's interesting because, like, a lot of short novels make the best movies. Certainly, like Stephen King, you know, Shawshank was a short story, basically. Green Mile, those were probably the best movies, other than maybe The Shining, that Stephen King books have been translated into.
Carrie
was one of the few that was a better movie than the book.
Christine. Did you like
the
movie?
The book was much better. I like the movie.
Now could be done so well with the CGI.
Yeah, I wish they'd redo it. Although the guy who played the main character was so perfectly creepy, you know, and seeing his transformation from dork into bleeper was awesome. So I like the movie, but the book was so much better. I like Dead Zone the movie, but the book was so much better. And you know, I'm kind of a Stephen King.
What about Cujo? Did you like Cujo the movie?
Did not like the movie. Did not like, what was the one with the cars? Maximum Overdrive. Ugh. But again, the books were really good. So 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And If you're not on Twitch and you want to get on there, it's twitch.tv/ESPN975. And we'll see how that goes. But, man, I was looking at baseball odds today. Because I mentioned I did a hit on the Astros. And they were asking me, did I think they could win the World Series? I'm like, absolutely. And I was looking at my bookie, plus 1,200 now. I think there's some value in that.
That's to make them third, fourth favorite.
Third favorite with the Braves. Yankees and Dodgers are plus 375. I'm kind of wondering if I shouldn't wait another day because I think those two are going to get bet down some more.
I'll just be honest. And my concern with the Astros is, I mean, it's kind of my same concern with the Yankees. Where's their pitching? And I know Verlander, you feel good about, obviously. There's no Garrett Cole anymore. And the optimist would say, well, Lance McCullers is the new Garrett Cole. A, I don't think Lance McCullers at his best is on Garrett Cole's level. B, what point of the season will Lance McCullers get hurt is the other question that you've got to ask yourself.
See, I'll be more optimistic about this. I think that Lance McCullers, because of the short season, will be a hell of a lot more effective. Because you're not going to have to worry about a pitch count. You're not going to have to worry about putting too many innings on him. And I've always said he's had ace stuff. It's just a matter of staying healthy and putting it together.
Which he's never done.
No, but at some point, I expect it to happen. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in a short season. It's just like Correa.
Well, okay.
I'm more encouraged by Correa.
I give you McCullers is going to have a good season. Then what? Is that Greinke? Okay. You've got three pitchers.
Yeah. Well, that's three more than a lot of teams have. And frankly,
it's not three more than the Dodgers have.
No, but how well does that suit them? They couldn't even get by the Nationals last year for all their whining about the Astros and Red Sox cheating.
Well, it turns
them.
Out the Nationals were pretty good.
Yeah,
but Astros also couldn't get past the Nationals.
No, but they came a lot closer than the Dodgers did.
The Astros had, or the Nationals had, no offense to Verlander and Cole, but come playoff time, they had the best 1-2 punch.
They did, but... You know, don't throw the Dodgers at me when they couldn't win that series. I don't think the thing is the Dodgers to me are going to be choking dogs. They always are. I'm not worried about that.
That's just like Lance McCullers until they're not.
Right.
I mean,
well, but I'll bet against them every time.
But you're not betting against Lance McCullers this time.
I honestly think some and a lot of these guys that get Tommy John surgery come back and are healthy and do pitch the whole time. That thing is it's not what it used to be. It actually some guys are better when they come back from it and. I have a lot of faith in the guy, and if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. But I also think at some point you'll get Urquidy back, who's I think could be a solid four for you. You know, Josh James, to me, great stuff. I still think he's better in the bullpen, but maybe he steps up. And you don't need anything other than one or two of those guys to be good. You're not going to replace Garrett Cole. Last year you basically had Scherzer, Strasburg with Verlander, Cole. You're not going to have that. Greinke's going to be a good number two. And I think that's a guy who's – it's not like he has great stuff that's going to go away. I mean, he's going to be the same pitcher he was. So, I honestly feel pretty good about this team moving forward. And here's the other thing, and we didn't get to this one on my hit today. The fact that they're not going to be in stadiums where they're going to get constantly booed and have trash cans and all that, it's going to make a difference because – most baseball players are pretty mentally fragile. Oh, fragile is the right word, but there's a reason you go into slumps. There's a reason you go into hot streaks. And you know this because you got kids who play baseball. Something gets in their head. It's hard to get it out of there. It's like going on tilt in poker. And that I can speak to. And so without all that, without all the people constantly doing that, because you know it's going to bother some guys at some point. They can say, oh, boo me all you want, trash can me all you want. Some point it's going to get to one of them, and then they go into an 0-for-10 slump, and then it just gets worse, and they hear everything that people say. And you're taking all that out of the equation. So I think I'm encouraged. I think the Astros are going to have a really good season. 832 says, hey, Fred, I'll bet you 100 salad that the Dodgers win the World Series before the Astros do. I don't know what salad is. And if you listen to the show, you know I don't bet with listeners because I have websites that I bet on. So, sorry. So he says, Cole had a great last year, but he wasn't great the previous 2 years. Very good, but not great. The prior year, he was really good, too. But last year, he had his career year. contract year. Not a shock. Will he do that in New York? I don't know. I mean, they're paying him like he's that pitcher. And I got no ill will towards Gerrit Cole. I hope he stays good. You know, that's dude did what he was supposed to do. He went out and pitched his ass off and got paid. Whether or not that continues, I don't know. But I think from an Astros perspective, I'm not saying Lance McCullers is going to be Gerrit Cole. I'm saying Lance McCullers can turn into a really good third starter for you. And that's a pretty good 1-2-3 punch in the playoffs if he can do that. And
if he can make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, that's... And, you know, it's just like, well, if Yao Ming's healthy, I mean, we're back to that. If Will Fuller's healthy, he's kind of in that conversation. So is Carlos Correa. But my hope is, with a short season, the guys like McCullers and Correa can stay healthy. And if they do, I mean, this team isn't that far from what it was last year. Now, you can speculate on other stuff. Like, Yuli Gurriel started off terrible last year and then became a monster. Is he still going to be that? Is Michael Brantley still going to be as effective as he was?
What's Yordan?
Yordan.
He was a pretty big part of last season's team, wasn't he?
He was, but, you know, when is he going to show up? And I think, when is Jose Urquidy going to show up? Because that's a guy who was pretty solid down the stretch last year. But, you know, when you look at it, of course, now they're saying, oh, Kyle Tucker is going to get a lot more playing time while we're waiting on Alvarez. I know you think Kyle Tucker is a superstar, so.
I don't think that.
No, he's Ted Williams. You said that.
No, I'm not the one who said that. What I do think is, and I've said this all along, I think in a shortened season, I'm not looking to bet on the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Astros, any of these teams with shorter numbers, because I do think it's sort of a wide open thing right now. I said a couple months ago, the team that I'm kind of watching this year is the White Sox. I think that a team that nobody's really thinking about is gonna make some noise. And again, I don't really bet on baseball, but if I did, I certainly wouldn't be betting any of these favorites.
I think when you get to 12-1, I think there's value in that. The other teams that I'm looking at, and if I do this, I'm just going to throw like $10 in future bets on them. Cardinals at 25-1, I don't mind. Nationals at 20-1, also not one that I mind very much. I mean, I think people are overreacting. I mean, losing Rendon is big, but they still got that pitching staff. Now they're going to have to get off to a better start, but you know, I think like the Cubs at 24-1 might be worth a few bucks too. Your White Sox 20-1. So other people think that's actually lower than they should be.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know,
I think there's going to be some teams who and the other thing between when I said I like the White Sox and now. Michael Kopech is out for is decided he's not going to play.
Right.
And I think you're going to get a lot of guys like that who are just like, yeah, this season's not for me.
No, I don't blame them. As I've said before, where it's going to get interesting and to turn it to a sport that people care about is when star NFL players start doing that. Like if Aaron Rodgers says, you know what, I'm going to pass. You know some guys are going to do it. I think J.J. Watt is laying the groundwork for that right now. With all his comments, and you know that wouldn't be much different than any season, but with him. But I think if you see a couple of big dogs sit out, then it's going to make a difference. So, and to me, the Yankees, it's either the Yankees or the Astros this year, unless somebody has that run, or you know, and either one of those teams could go through a stretch where if you go 2-8. You're going to be in some trouble here with this.
Yeah.
That's why I like the 60-game season. But, yeah, and to Dodgers guy, just go bet Dodgers futures on my bookie. I'm not going to bet with you. Sorry. I don't know why people feel the need to do that. I get that all the time. Oh, I bet you this. Dude, why would I bet with you? I got websites to put my money into. And, you know, I mean... I guess it's friendly wager or something. I don't do friendly wagers. I do unfriendly wagers. I'm trying to take the money. I'm trying to take your money. But I don't know. Plus the real reason is I get about 500 of those a year. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
To keep track of them. I'll make bets with like you and Aaron.
What I do feel is if you put a gun to my head right now, and said who has the best chance of winning. It's probably, to me, it's the Yankees. I think the Yankees have the best team.
Agreed.
But I just think in a year where no one really knows how the how things are going to play out. There's so many variables, so many more than any other year. What's to say you like Yankees are rolling along, right? And then Garrett Cole's wife catches coronavirus. And he's like, now Garrett Cole's out for 2 or 3 weeks.
And it's all going to be timing. Because if it's during the middle of the season, the Yankees will still be fine. They're still good enough to get through that. But what if it's the first week of the playoffs?
See what I'm saying?
And suddenly, and by the way, Garrett Cole and two other starters have the Rona. And now you're having to pitch AAA guys up against the Twins or the Astros or fill in the blank.
This is why... More than normal. I'm not looking to bet on this season.
No,
what I do think the Yankees though, when they've got the best lineup in baseball. I don't think anybody questions that they've got the best lineup in baseball. They do, especially as long as they're healthy.
That's the thing. You got as much as you're talking about guys like McCullers, you got Stanton. You know, who knows if he can stay healthy?
Right.
Aaron Judge has had his problems. So
what I will say about those two guys, they're out there right now.
Yeah,
can't say that about Yordan.
Now, hey, you can't blame the guy for having the COVID.
No, you can't, but you can not bet on him because he does have the COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, you can fade 2 weeks without Alvarez.
Assuming it's 2 weeks?
I'm guessing it's not going to be much longer.
Well,
if he had it,
that's part of the risk, though, isn't
it? The bigger question, I think, is his knees. You know, he's awful young to be having knee issues. So, because we don't know. I mean, that's going to be part of it. It's going to be part of the whole season for a lot of teams, not just the Astros. So, 713-780-ESPN. Do you think playing in an empty stadium will reduce all teams' ability to cheat? The cynic in me says empty stadiums will make it easier. But, you know.
I don't know. You start trying to cheat. Maybe, I mean, people, if you can hear it from the other dugout, who knows? I don't know.
Well, if you've got a buzzer on, you know.
That's true.
No, I don't think anybody's going to go out of their way to try to pull that off this year. They did their best to make an example of the Astros and say, don't get caught doing this. Doesn't mean people aren't going to try stuff. And, you know, I think not having fans might make it easier to pull off some of this stuff in terms of communication. But I don't know. You know, I would be trying to find whatever way I could to cheat with or without fans, because that's just me. You know, I want another World Series here, but no parade.
Okay.
Can we not have a parade?
I don't think we're having a COVID parade, no. We'll have a virtual parade.
That I'm okay with.
Where everybody will get on the interweb and watch the Astros players wave their little hats.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd like to see them win just as a big bleep you to everybody. That would be kind of cool. But
it would have been kind of cool last year, but
didn't
work out.
Well, you know what? Maybe if A.J. Hinch had left Zach Greinke in the damn game.
Well, good news, Fred. You don't have to worry about A.J. Hinch anymore.
Yeah, Dusty Baker. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, and Dusty Baker, the great thing about him is he doesn't have a track record of blowing pitchers' arms out. Oh.
Oh, wait. Well, you know what? If you could have had him for one game where he'd have left Greinke in. He'd have pitched into the ninth, yeah. Man. All right, guys, I have to tell you about my man, Dr. Linville. And whether it's virtual or real, you can go to 975hair.com right now and find out what he's about. And, man, I'm telling you, it makes such a difference. I mean, my hair now, I have real hair. And it's my own hair. That's the best part. This isn't hair plugs. This isn't some goofy wig thing. And believe me, I looked into everything, and they all just felt like, this doesn't work for me. And then I met Dr. Linville. And he's like, hey, I'm going to basically take hair off the back of your head and put it where it's missing. It's your own hair. It's called the neograft procedure. And in my case, he moved 2,451 follicles. How about that? And it's grown out nice. It's been almost a year. And yeah, I need to get a haircut because it is getting really long, but I like it that way. It's nice to actually have a choice. And if you're working from home right now, this is a perfect time to get it done, because what you can do, you can go in and he can do the procedure. And then when you go back, people just look at you, hey, man, you look different. You look better. Did you lose weight? And you just say, yeah, I did. Because if you don't want to tell people, you don't have to. Go to 975hair.com. He just wants to help you out, just like he did me, just like he did himself. He had it done. His hair looks fantastic. 975hair.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You know what matters? Soccer. You think Glenn Davis will do the Twitch thing? Well, he's not going to be in here, right?
Glenn doesn't come in here.
Yeah. He'll talk about that big battle between the Timbers and the Dynamo earlier this week that did not go well for the Dynamo. But 7 o'clock tonight, Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis. Always love listening to Glenn. And 832 asks, Fred, as someone with the background in media, what caused this obsession with fans caring so much about what commentators and broadcasters say about their team, or has it always been like that? From Robert. It's always been like that. The difference is now the fans can get on social media and say, Joe Buck sucks. He hates my team. And it's funny how many fan bases you can go through and check their Twitter that will say, oh, Joe Buck hates my team. Or Troy Aikman is a complete Cowboys, which he is. But, you know, it's everybody. What happens is you get so used to hearing your hometown announcers who are paid by the team, and they're supposed to be homers. That's what they do. That when you get a national perspective, which may be much more balanced, it's not going to come off as balanced to you. And I don't mean you specifically, Robert. I mean
me specifically.
No, I mean the general fan listening, right? You're gonna be listening, and you're going to hear them say something like, well, this big cheating scandal. Oh, they're out to get the Astros. That's just, it's human nature. And I wish people cared less about it. I hear very few national announcers that are really biased in terms of the game guys. Now, commentators, that's a different animal. Commentators are supposed to be biased. It's part of what they do. And by that, I mean, you know, like First Take or, you know, whatever the Fox Sports 1 shows are. And you know what? It's baffling to me that, especially here in Houston, fans of the teams here, oh, you never talk about our teams. You never talk about our teams. And then when they do, oh, you hate our teams. And nobody hates anything. But I don't think that's a new thing. I just think social media has made it much, much better. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Did you see what's going on with Kaylee McEnany? How many press secretaries has the president had?
Well, or Spicer.
He had
the really weird chick.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bitches. You got any more questions for the president, you dumb bitches? I miss her a little bit.
Yeah, she was fun.
And there was some dude after her.
Okay.
And now there's Kaylee McEnany, who is the hottest one so far.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, she looks like she should be on Fox News.
There was a report that I guess there was she accused someone of calling the press secretary a lying bitch. And it's this chick named Kimberly Halkett who, I mean, I'm trying to put this in an appropriate way.
Wait, is she the one that called? Who is she?
She works for Al Jazeera and she's accused of calling Kaylee McEnany a lying bitch. Now, Kimberly Halkett, also pretty hot.
Okay, so that's how we're going to judge who's telling the truth here?
Yes.
Because if they're both hot, they're both lying.
They went through the transcripts, and it's like a lot of people have asked her now, and what she actually said was, okay, you don't want to engage, but she was accused of saying, okay, you're a lying bitch. Now, those don't really sound the same to me, but it says, the transcript says, Miss McEnany, yes, you've gotten two questions, which is more than some of your colleagues. Yes. And then the other chick says, okay, you don't want to engage. And somehow that turned into, you're a lying bitch.
Yeah. I can play the actual clip. I don't know how well it's going to come through.
When you heard it, did you get, okay, you're a lying bitch?
That's what I heard. But again, it's garbled enough where like I could possibly understand you don't want to engage. But it sounds more like you're a lying bitch.
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
Are you playing this? Oh, it does sound like, okay, you're a lying bitch.
She did say it. She's besmirched the good name of Al Jazeera.
Oh, my. Play it one more time, Aaron.
Let me go clean it up real quick and boost the audio so we can hear it a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Give me about 30 seconds.
Meanwhile, can you get on Google Translate after that and tell me how to say you're a lying bitch in Arabic?
Now, what they did, well, she works for Al Jazeera English, so she...
It doesn't matter. It's still an Arabic-owned company.
Okay.
Which, by the way, it's not the Al Jazeera from the Gulf War. They actually are a legitimate news organization.
Yeah, it's a real news site.
All kidding aside.
But the transcript ended up saying, okay, you don't want to engage... And I don't know if...
That's not close to you're a lying bitch, by the way.
No, but it sure sounds like it.
No, but I mean, those two phrases are nowhere near each
other. That's what I'm saying.
So...
And if you look up, Aaron, if you look up at Eddie Zipperer about 4 hours ago, he posted the slowed down audio of it on Twitter. So maybe you'll have a better...
Does it go, you're a lying bitch?
I mean, or it says, okay, you don't want to engage,
lying bitch.
It could be one or the other.
Yeah, let's try the one I modified first.
All right.
Any questions with his more ears of your colleagues? Yes.
Okay, you don't engage. Yeah. It sounds like she quick talks it.
Yeah, it could be that. I'm going to vote for your lying bitch.
Round two sounded much more like, okay, you don't want to engage. Much more than, okay, you're a lying bitch. And when you say it like that, okay, you don't want to engage.
Yeah.
I could see where you get, okay, you're a lying
bitch.
Well,
she doesn't enunciate very well, so that's
a
part of it.
Yeah, she's kind of a word, she slurs one word into the next.
So she was drunk is what you're saying.
I mean, possibly.
If she's drunk, you're a lying bitch is the winner.
Let's try the slow version.
Okay.
Yes. You've gotten two questions, which is more than some of your colleagues. Yes. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay,
you're a lying bitch.
You don't want to engage.
Nah, okay.
That's less fun
Damn.
Than, okay, you're a lying bitch.
Damn, but I got so excited there for a second.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
BX says, just Googled her calling Kimberly Hackett hot is generous.
Well, now, to be fair, the only picture I've seen of her is...
With the mask on?
It's her picture on Twitter.
Oh, well, who's going to put an ugly picture on Twitter?
Yeah,
even I don't do that.
That's a good point.
I put the picture on Twitter that covers my entire face.
She's not hotter than Kaylee McEnany either way. But let me find another picture of her. Yeah, she doesn't post very many pictures. She must not be that hot. I think hot chicks... always post pictures of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of being hot.
It's what you do.
You just want to remind people how hot you are.
Is it wrong that I do that sometimes? Like, I judge people on whether or not they have any pictures of themselves on their social media, because I feel like if you don't have any pictures of yourself, you're much more likely to be a troll account. And I don't take you as serious.
I don't think that's... I mean... Nobody wants to admit it, but we all judge on certain things like that. Like, if you're a hyper hot chick, I'm just going to assume you're a hot mess and I want nothing to do with you. True. If you're a homeless dude with like rags on riding a $2,000 bicycle, I'm going to assume you stole it. That's just, and maybe that's wrong of me, but that's just how I feel. That's what I do. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. AJ will be going on Twitch for a second. I'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. About mine, back to my dust drive. The sun's about to set and I'm vibing on
610, headed west. Stars and city. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.